in your seats now, please. Oh! God damn.
You okay?
Yeah. All right, make sure your mic is on. Talk.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right, that's good. Jill, you sound good.
It's fantastic.
Also, Jill, I tell everyone this, and it's going to sound rude, but when you move your head, follow your mouth with the microphone.
Okay.
Some people run on, don't do it, so.
I'm a professional, so.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello, and welcome to Great Hang, the greatest hang that's ever hanged. I'm your Hang, Tim McLaughlin, coming to you with your other hang, Micah Fox. Hello, Micah.
Timothy, how are you?
Dear God, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing the best I have been all year, by far. It's the first nice day, probably the best day of 2024. I'm calling it March 2nd, best day of 2024.
It's March 3rd, but that's great.
Fuck, really?
Yes, you dumb. Shit. Dumb bitch.
Things ruined already.
Yeah. You fucked up. So I guess yesterday was the best day. Today pales in comparison to yesterday. And you know what, Micah? To go along with the best day, we have one of the best guests we could get.
Oh, that's true. I was excited about this.
Yeah.
A lot of times I'm like, I don't want these people in my home.
Yeah. Sheen mostly.
Yeah. Sheen is brought up in every episode and it's by you. We'll dig into that later. Tim is, I think, in love with Jeff. Jill Wiener, everybody.
Hey, how you
Very
doing?
Funny comedian Jill Wiener.
Thank you.
And my coworker.
It's true. You really switched to a podcast voice, huh?
I do. I put on a podcast voice for the show.
Yeah, when he's not doing his podcast, it just sounds like. Duh, duh,
yeah, it's true.
No, oh like, my duh, God. Duh, duh. That does not sound like that. It sounds like. Hey, everybody, I'm doing cool stuff.
That's exactly what we did.
It sounded like you're going to break into an 80s rap. Hey, everybody, my name is Tim, and I can't read, and I'm dumb as shit.
I do like a Bing Crosby thing when I'm not on the pod.
You beat your wife?
I beat my wife, and I throw my children through a plate glass window.
That's why I won't marry him.
Well, that's smart.
I see
you
what
can't
he does.
Beat me if I'm not your wife.
That's right. Yeah. But they don't make girlfriend beaters, I'll tell you that
that's
much.
True. That's
true. Your girlfriend's allowed to run her mouth, but once she's your wife, God says no.
That's right.
So, Jill, have you been beaten?
Have I been beaten by a man?
Dear God, trigger warning.
I was punched in the stomach in third grade by a boy. Does
Whoa.
That count?
Holy shit. I know. You got pregnant?
Yeah.
When I was eight, I was an early bloomer.
Wow. Incredible stuff.
Thank you.
Micah, what about you? You ever been beat up by a boyfriend?
Fuck no.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Micah's never been punched.
Really?
I
don't mean to sound so
my
surprised.
My best friend in sixth grade tried to punch me.
Yeah.
But no, of course not. Of course not. I pick fucking simps I can control.
Nice. That's you, Tim.
Yeah, we'll see you later when I'm fucking get done hitting her.
You can't even say that.
No,
I know. Like,
I was too freaking scared.
How about when you get over here? When you get done finishing that sentence, stuttering dumbass?
Yeah, get his ass, Micah.
First of all, this is not. We're gonna have to start the show over. We did not need to be making fun of me a lot. So, Jill, how are you today on this wonderful Sunday?
I'm great. It's a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. Possibly the best of 2024. I would agree.
I mean, it's going to be hard to top.
It is. It's nice. The birds are chirping. The sun
birds
is out.
Are chirping.
Even the drug addicts are singing a happy tune in the dirt.
That's true. A guy was spitting in little circles in the subway station.
Oh,
And I was like, you got it, pal.
He was living it up.
Yeah. They call it twirling.
Yes, that's what he was twirling.
I saw one of our I don't know drug addict homeless people trash diggers. He was wearing a full on Gucci hat with a gold Gucci insignia, searching for cans. And I'm like, I'm gonna say you're not fooling anybody, pal. Yeah. I'm gonna say this flash ain't gonna override the fact that you're in the trash.
Do you think it was a dupe though? Do you think it was a knockoff?
I think it could have been a knockoff.
Yeah, well, I don't think the one of the aristocratic elite was searching through our trash.
Well, you
to
never
see
know.
If he stole that hat, I'm like, just sell the hat.
Right.
That's like you know.
But maybe he doesn't have access to a computer.
I'm going to say pawn shops are things
you're right.
he's familiar
you're
with.
Right. Yeah. I haven't. I clearly have never lived on the street.
You're like, don't have access
Sorry.
To
it.
How's he going to go to the library and upload an image onto
Duh,
eBay?
Duh, Micah.
We live in a very pawn shop heavy area.
Yeah.
We have about six in our surrounding area right here.
Well, we do. Good. I don't even notice them. I didn't know that was true.
You're so down.
No.
Well, there's one is all jewelry, the jewelry pawn shop right over here on the corner. And then there's another one that's a real pawn shop. Then there's like one that's like kind of a pawn shop and a pharmacy. We've got like a bunch.
Wait, really?
Pawn shop and a pharmacy?
That sounds
nice.
That sounds like it makes more sense than anything I've ever heard in my fucking life.
You just spend the money you get right
that's
there.
That's insane.
They're like sell you your Adderall. You can sell half of it back to them.
Right.
Dude, if I were to rub any one place, that would be it.
If you were going to rub or rob? Oh,
rob.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Give me all your Oxy and gold.
I want this Oxy and... Fuck.
Nice riff, bud.
No, it was bad.
You know, Tim likes to take a premise from me and just really drop it on the ground and let it shatter into a million pieces.
Oh, wow, that sounds like it could be your future child.
Yeah.
We won't be having that. I will be giving Micah the third grade Jill treatment.
I will say, though, if I had a kid, naming it Oxy Gold would be that's a great name.
That's a good celebrity name.
Yeah,
you know
celebrities,
what I mean?
If you want to buy that off me, it'll cost
very
you
good.
Either Oxy or Gold.
I just have a methadone clinic in my neighborhood.
Oh, good
yeah,
for you.
Thank you. So, you know, it still keeps it real.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I went to Jeff's house the other day. Big line for the
Jeff
fucking,
again.
For the fucking, they had like a food pantry or something at some church or something. There's a big line of people. Anyways,
wow, I'm just thinking about Jeff
story.
For no reason.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about where there are lines. Methadone clinics, the pawn shop. OxyContin delivery services.
Yeah, they're aligned to the pawn shop, Tim. Is that what made you think about that?
No.
You're obsessed with Jeff, dude.
I like Jeff. He's funny to me.
I think
he's
Tim's
been less funny lately.
Yeah, you were mentioning that the other day.
He's been pissing me off. He keeps not doing what he used to do, which was be very funny. Now he keeps asking the audience what they do, and it's bumming me out.
So if you're new to this show, Jeff Sheen is a nobody, and don't bother looking into it. was catching up. Tim, what are you doing? Nobody knows or gives a fuck about your best friend.
Is he your best friend?
No.
He's not even his best friend.
And wow. I mean, who could be best friends with Jeff? He's a turncoat and a backstabber.
Tim loves him. Do you have a best friend, Jill?
I do. I have an original best friend, and then I have a current day best friend.
I love that. I have those two.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, who do you like more?
I mean, I like them both equally.
No.
Well, I mean, my original best friend is hard to beat. Like, she was in my dream last night.
Oh, shit.
I know, right?
Where were you guys? Paris?
No, I was at her house, and I was trying to leave, but I had forgotten my passport. It was very complicated.
I went to Paris in real life with my original best friend.
Oh, really? You and Jeff? Or?
No. Me and Andrew.
Andrew,
a nice man, unlike Jeff, who's a horrible person.
I have an original and a current best friend too. I guess that's what happens when you move to New York,
right? You collect people.
Yeah,
and you want to be like you're special now.
Yeah.
Do you have any dreams about your original best friend?
No, but I did have a dream where my mom was also my boss, and I was like, oh shit! Now I know why I've been hating my boss for so long.
Yeah.
I was like, there's like a lot of similarities that I never picked up on, and when I woke up, I was like, oh, I need to cut my boss some fucking slack, or the opposite.
Right.
Devil Wears Kmart collection.
Yeah. What?
Do you work
because
at fashion?
Your mom doesn't wear Prada. She's fucking...
Oh. My mom did shop at Kmart. Rest in peace, Kmart.
Oh, that's right. It no longer exists.
Yeah, we love the Kmart. We were a Kmart family folk show. Also, Pick and Save. Do you guys have Pick and Save?
No, I never went to Pick and Save. Tuesday morning?
I've never heard of that.
Oh, okay.
We didn't have, we had Kmart. I never walked into a Kmart in my life. Also, there is still one Kmart open. There's
still one.
It's like in Pennsylvania or New Jersey or something.
Ugh.
There's one left.
Never mind.
Why would there be one left?
Jill, don't let Micah's fucking disdain for everything sway you.
You just said you loved Kmart, and then you find out there's one left, and you're like, disgusting.
Because it's
in New Jersey or Pennsylvania, is that why?
I just started having flashbacks of being in there.
Yeah.
And it's just sort of like...
Micah hates her childhood.
It was not great.
Where'd you grow up?
Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, shit.
So when I say Scottsdale, everyone's like, oh, my God, you were so rich. And I'm like, you'd think that'd be enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. You think, but you need love, too, Jill. Yeah.
That tells you a lot about Arizona rich. It's like, we still shopped at Kmart.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, this has
Tim?
Been fun.
What? I was letting it sit there.
Yeah.
I was letting your
Am I not a great hang? Is that
No,
is
you're
that
fucking gonna, up, Jill. That, you're doing it. No, I'm off today.
You were letting it hang? Tim's a great podcast co-host. He's like, I was just going to let it hang.
Just dead air. That's what we want.
Listen, I've been trying to be funny today. Mike has done nothing but fucking dog my ass.
Wow.
Jill,
but
you've been on her.
Succeeding at being funny in the process.
Shut up.
That's true. She made me laugh a couple of times.
No, she hasn't. Jill, you also have been on her side, which doesn't help my confidence at all.
Well, so I don't know. What am I supposed to do?
You want me to talk now during the show when everything I've said has been fucking coming under scrutiny? I don't fucking think so. Go on to the next segment, Micah, if you know what it is.
I do know what it is. Ooh. It's time for plugs.
Oh, damn it. Plugs? She did know it
Tim,
was.
Tim, actually, this is a good opportunity for me to shit on Tim some more. He has to keep a list of segments open on his phone.
Yeah.
Which is like, get off your phone right now. Why are you still on it? We're introducing.
He's just reading the same list over and over
again.
I
just like to look at the list to make sure we're in the right spot.
I let Tim host the show because he gets upset when he doesn't. But it's like, he has to keep looking at the list. It's like, we know what the segments are. There's like seven segments or so. I don't know. And anyway, it's time for plugs. You got some shit to plug? Go ahead and plug it.
Oh, sure. I have a regular Thursday show in Brooklyn at Basic called Laugh Dance Saloon. Y'all have
it's
done it.
Very fun.
Very
great
fun.
Time there.
Basic Bar.
Yes. And I'll have a dry bar comedy special coming out sometime in the future.
Let's go.
So if you are Mormon, check it out.
Yeah. Do you like Salt Lake City? Do you like clean comedy performed in front of Mormons?
Yeah.
Do you want to listen to stand-up comedy during Thanksgiving with your family?
Do it.
Listen to Jill Wiener. That's great.
Thanks.
That'll be great.
Yeah,
you'll
I'm
be,
hopeful.
You'll be up there in lights with names such as Jeff Sheen,
oh
Ray
God,
DeVito.
This is sick. It's kind of a sickness. I bet, like, if we got any super fans at home, want to, like, we should do a compilation of all the time Tim brings up Jeff on
yeah.
the podcast.
It'd be
like
a fucking 2-hour episode.
At least.
Because
you brought him up five times already.
Before we
even started rolling.
Speaking of
Jeff didn't
Sheen,
even invite him to his wedding.
That's
You didn't get invited either, bitch.
Yeah, but I don't fucking talk about him nicely.
I don't talk about him nicely either. The man does crowd work before
Is
his
every
bits.
Episode like this?
It's insane. It drives me crazy. Tim, do your plugs.
Well, you can check out a podcast I do with Jeff Sheen called Tough Questions. Jill was on it. It was a good episode.
We had
so
fun.
Check out Tough Questions with Jeff Sheen. Also,
I do like that podcast.
Yeah, it's good.
If you guys are in Vermont or the northern Vermont area, I will be headlining the Dirt Church Brewing. I'll be headlining Dirt Church Brewing in East Haven, Vermont.
He's been plugging this for 2 months.
Where
and hasn't
when
been
is
able
it?
To say it nicely once.
What?
When is it?
Friday, March 8th. This very Friday, if you're listening to this the week it comes out, this will be on Friday, March 8th. I will be headlining the Dirt Church Brewing. I will be renting a car and driving 6 hours up there and 6 hours home. So please come out and buy a koozie so that I don't feel like I've wasted my life. I'm getting $400.
I was going to ask. Do you get a place to stay?
No, I will be driving home after
brutal.
The show.
I mean, that's really for the best. So that way he only spends 24 hours in the rental car.
That's
yeah.
true.
And then I can listen to Bob Seger as much as I
yes.
want.
Turn the page.
Bob Seger, famed best band loser. And
I wasn't done. And check out the Patreon at patreon.com/toughquestion/greathang.
Fuck you for real this time.
Check out the Patreon at patreon.com/greathang because Micah, let them know what's going to be on there Friday.
March 10th. What's going to be on there Friday?
Maybe? No, no. Well, I didn't mean Friday.
Sunday night, we are doing our live show, Take Our Advice, where we go to Reddit and find all the worst fucking ask Reddit questions in us in a panel of comics, sit on stage and give them the best advice you could possibly get from comedians who are doing okay. And one of them is doing great, Karen Feehan. So
yes.
If you have an incredible ass, you know, she's got some good advice for you.
And super secret special guest.
Super secret special guest. That's March 10th at 8 p.m. at the Gutter in Williamsburg, Burg.
Yes, and if you're not able to make it out, the episode will be up on our Patreon at patreon.com/greathang, where we have all of our old live advice shows, and we have a bunch of other different shows. We have figured out who the greatest band of all time is, so if you want to learn who that is in a six-part series.
It took so long. We took
how
many
bands did you review?
Like a fucking shit ton.
I would say at least 50.
Okay.
It's a Ken Burns-esque.
Wow.
Length of figuring it out. But
it's good. We sample songs.
Oh, that's fun.
We really dig into... Tim and I are both music aficionados.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
Micah
we really
knew,
know the theory.
Yeah.
Micah knew that Ozzy Osbourne was in Black Sabbath.
Wow.
Nope. Multiple times he had to tell me that during the thing. I forgot.
You didn't know he was in Black Sabbath?
Well, now I do.
Yeah, wow. It's crazy.
Did you ever watch the Osbournes?
No.
Okay.
So
I don't get. I'm a what's in the Stallone family kind of game.
Wow.
Oh, you're she,
the family Stallone. That's what it is.
Mike is big into the Stalloneverse.
No, I. Wow. But his kids are insane looking. Okay. Yeah.
Dude, I was so so. Check that out at patreon.com.
And now it's time for Tim to talk more for some reason.
Well, I was watching Tulsa King, the new Stallone show.
Wait, oh, he's in that?
He stars in it.
It's like him being like the one with what's his face.
Exactly.
Good. I love how like this is. I work for Paramount. This is one of the biggest shows we have.
Yeah.
I have no fucking
Tombstone.
Clue.
Is that the one with Kevin Costner?
It is not like that at all.
Yellowstone.
It is like Yellowstone. Okay. So it's by Taylor Sheridan, but he's a mafia guy that gets out of jail, and the mafia sends him to Tulsa to get him out of their hair in New York because he's too old school.
Oh.
So then he starts doing mafia stuff in Tulsa.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great show. It's super silly. It's really fun. And there's a part, though, where I'm like, do him and this like young woman have like sexual chemistry? And then I looked her up and it was his daughter. And
ew.
I was like, this is odd.
Wait, is she playing his girlfriend though?
No, she's just
that
like.
That is fucking awesome.
She's just
holy like, fuck, would I watch the fuck out of that? It's just acting. You know, it's just acting.
She doesn't play his girlfriend, but she plays like some horse trainer. And I was like, there seems to be some weird sexual tension here. But it was just that it was his daughter.
Wow, yeah. Look at you picking up on the chemistry on screen.
That speaks a lot to Tim's knowledge of chemistry,
right.
By the way.
I know two things. H2O and that Stallone wants to bang his daughter.
H2O?
Because of chemistry.
This is chemistry, you fucking idiot.
Wow, I did not mean
fuck,
that.
I can't believe you got that.
What do you mean? It makes sense, you dumb bitch.
Does it? H2O is not really chemistry.
It is 100% chemistry. It's the chemical compounds that make up water.
Yeah, but chemistry is more than just
Jill,
water.
Jill, let her know.
You know, I could see it either way.
Jill, that's not letting her know. God damn it, Jill.
That was Micah like, scares me, so.
Jill,
yes, let's go.
Jill, we have to work together.
I fucking love that because before you came over, Tim was like, Jill is so mean, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
And then I scare the mean girl? Yes.
I'm not mean.
You're mean to me.
You call me a fucking idiot all the time.
Yeah.
You're the mean one.
Here's the thing.
Fuck you. I'm nice to you.
Listen, I said Jill's nice to me. I said she's mean to Ari.
Well, Ari is obviously...
Yeah.
I mean, you're mean to Ari, right?
I don't know him enough to give a fuck.
Oh, I see. So, yes.
Everyone's
nailed him.
Everyone's mean
hit
to Ari.
Hit him where it hurts. He's mean to me, though, too. So.
He is mean to you.
Yeah.
It is easy to do, though, because Ari's so crazy that you just have to be mean to him to make
well,
your day
go better.
Well,
he comes in hot, and it's like, I'm going to give what I get, okay?
I am the
don't let go.
Yeah, exactly.
The reason to live.
I guess I am the meanest think. One at work.
Are you?
No.
Ari is.
Ari is the meanest one.
Yeah,
ever.
And Arlen, because he never says hi to me.
He never says hi. Oh, dude, that made
sorry,
me so
Micah.
Mad.
This
when
is like
no,
Jeff talk all over again.
Everybody wants to hear about your weird inner work details.
No, my God,
about
I yelled at Ari one day because I came in. Ari and Arlen just sat there quietly doing nothing. As I walk in, I go, hey, Ari, hey, Arlen. And then fucking 2 minutes later, Jill walks in and they go, oh, hey, Jill.
That's the only time he's ever said hi to me.
I was fucking furious.
Now that I know that it was a spite hello, I'm furious.
They was it a spite hello? Well,
no. Spite Tim.
They didn't do it to spite me. They were just being assholes. And then I yelled at Ari later. I was like, when I walk in and say hi, fucking say hi to me.
Yeah.
God, that is some... It's like a Spurg can.
Everything's high school.
I try to bring a high morale to the office. I'm fun. I keep talking about how Tommy does a great job.
These are also on his resume.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. Tommy's his only reference. Yeah. Sorry, we don't need to talk about work anymore.
It's fine. Jill, let's talk about the work of stand-up comedy.
Oh, right.
Wonderful.
In a little segment called Spit That Bit. Now, if you have a bit you're working on.
Okay.
And you'd like us to help you, mostly Micah, figure it
out. Yes, Micah. Okay.
Tim has been known to make a couple of good suggestions if you like fecal or dick related comedy.
I was going to say racist, but.
Oh, yes.
Oh, is this racial?
No.
All right, let's
go. Because I know everything about every race.
If you got like pedophile bits or things about cats, I'm your girl.
Okay, well, it's not necessary. It's not pedophilia or cat related. Mm-hmm. But I am looking for a new tag. Oh. Perhaps you could help me or Tim.
It's not racist, not pedophilia, not cats. Well, good luck.
Okay, so I do this whole thing where I'm talking about self care and like the the kind of regimen that we're getting marketed now as. How old are you? Can I ask how old you are?
That is undisclosed.
Okay, well, I'm in my 40s. So I get a lot.
Ew.
I know. I
can
go. I'm not gonna be able to. I'm not gonna be able to make it up the stairs.
I can't believe we'd had some old nasty bitch on our show.
See, you're the mean one. You're right.
All right.
Well, thank
Mike
you for the help.
Let's just say I can tell you what the '80s were like.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. But it's about how it's like a lot. It's like, you know, moisturizer, face wash, creams, bath, candle, and then it's kind of listed. I do like an accelerated list of things, mm-hmm. and then I say, how wet and alone do you want me?
That's funny.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Which always gets a laugh. And then I say, now I know why it's called wellness, because they're trying to get me to the bottom of a well.
Uh-huh.
Turn me into the girl from the ring. Now, turn me into the girl from the ring, I'm wondering... That's maybe not a great reference.
You say, or Ringu for any of my Japanese fans.
Okay, Micah, what do you
and
think?
And then you go out there and you high five an Asian person and they're like, I'm Korean. And you go,
see,
I don't
it would
care.
Be racist.
Okay. Yeah, well, so that was a good racist take, Tim. When you say girl from the ring, now listen, I've never seen the ring, but immediately I was like, you'll be the girl from the ring, not the girl with the ring.
Because on loan?
No, you're not married. So
right.
You're sitting at home creaming up.
Alone.
Creaming up the girl from the ring, but not with the ring.
The idea, I don't know, it's like if that stuff's for, if it's self-care, they're like, it's not couples care,
right.
I'll tell you that much. You know? I don't know, but like, because it's like, the stuff's supposed to make you pretty enough for a man to want you. I mean, they say it's for you, but really
but
we know the subtext.
For society. Well, I think it's also to lock you away.
It's interesting because it's like it's supposed to keep you young,
right?
So that other people will be attracted to you.
Yes.
But meanwhile, you're stuck by yourself alone for many hours.
Yes, that's the idea.
So it's there's like, yeah. So I think girl with the ring, something.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Girl with the ring. But when I say the girl from the ring, do you automatically know what that means?
It sounds like a horror movie.
Okay,
I don't
you've never seen it.
I've never seen it.
She crawls out of the TV all wet and shit.
She comes out of a well because she's buried in a well.
I think
so. Maybe do we have any baby Jessica? Is that better?
No, it's not. Jill, listen to me. I did a
baby Jessica.
I did a Doogie Howser reference the other day, and only two people in the audience got it.
Really?
These people are too young. They don't know who baby
Jessica
that's
you. But do you think they know who the ring is?
But also, don't worry about what they know or what they don't know.
Okay.
You're the authority. You're the one on stage with a microphone. You can reference whatever you want.
Thank you, Micah.
Absolutely. You're going to teach them about baby Jessica, which is something if I didn't know about, I'd want to fucking know.
Yeah.
Like the entire world. Was she even in the well?
She fell down the well, but she was there for hours.
And then there was The Simpsons, though, where Bart pretended to fall down the well.
That's a good point, too, Tim.
Yeah.
And then
or Timmy.
He did.
Timmy was always Lassie. Did you guys ever watch Lassie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
And
he was
Timmy
always
down
falling
well.
Down a damn well.
Yeah.
That guy couldn't help but fall down
the
well.
You gotta close up these wells.
I know. Oh, there's water
in
there?
Well, but here's how you, even if they don't get their reference, you'll be like, like Baby Jessica or The Ring. It's like, if you guys don't get that reference, then you are not old enough to do my regimen.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Thank you. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
So maybe they don't get any of the regimen.
Yeah, because they're two babies. Yeah. But it's also, because this is for my dry bar thing, so I'm like, well, Mormons, do they watch horror movies, I wonder?
Yes. Mormons are allowed to watch horror movies. They just can't drink coffee to stay up.
They can't drink hot caffeinated beverages, but cold caffeinated.
They can?
Yeah. Cold caffeinated, they can. I think.
What's the
loophole? They're not allowed Coca-Cola.
Oh, really?
No, I had a lot of Mormons growing up in high school. Arizona.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I had a bunch of people walk out of a show in Scottsdale once that were all Mormon.
What'd you say?
I'm just doing my act, and they found it to be far too dirty for what they liked.
Tim was like, are you all here cheating on each other gaily? And they were like, we gotta go before we're busted.
Yeah.
Before excommunicato.
I go, which one of you is doing the wide stance in the bathroom?
Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm. That's an old reference that we don't get because we're so young.
What is that?
You do a wide stance in the bathroom.
So somebody can get in your butthole?
Yeah, so that you can hook up with a guy. You do a wide stance in the toilet.
Is that just like a drop
to touch the guy's foot? That's how George Michael got caught.
Oh.
I thought he did it by tapping underneath the stall.
No, that was that Senator Larry, what's his face?
Larry Bird.
Yeah, it was Senator Larry Bird.
But that was also
and
a wide.
Is that a TV show? I'd watch.
I would love.
But you
to
also
got to
do a wide stance to tap.
Yeah.
Wide stances are at the.
You do not need to do. Well, you need a wide stance to tap under, but not to tap.
Yeah, not to just.
Haven't you ever seen Irish step dancers?
Look at this.
Yeah, but I mean, to get the guy's attention, you have to wide stance out. Here's the thing. Wide stances.
Tim, teach us how to be gay, Tim.
Wide stances are at the forefront of all gay hookups in.
He would know.
Mm-hmm.
In bathrooms.
Sorry, Micah. This is a hard way to find out your boyfriend's gay.
Listen, no, the hard way was when I came home to him butt-fucking someone else.
That's right. I'm a top.
Jeff.
Everyone thinks
and he was like, you're right. This doesn't feel natural. Let's go back to how it was.
No, Micah, no. Quit it.
I think Jeff would be a bottom.
Quit it, he says. Jeff would be a... I don't know. Jeff is a switch.
Yeah, Jeff would be like, fill me up.
Yeah. That was a really good Jeff impression. Fail me.
I need to feed.
Okay, so God. Every segment we've talked about Jeff. So
all right. Well, in this
thanks
next
for the help with that. That does help. Thank you,
Jill. We have another segment. It's called "What Did Jeff Do This Week?"
Oh, it's called Hot Take.
Hot Take of the Week.
Okay. This is where I find a hot topic on the internet, and I'm going to give you a little piece of it. You're going to give your hot take on it.
Okay.
And then we'll hear the rest of the story. This one comes from Reddit's Am I the Asshole?
Okay, yes.
As they oft do.
Yeah.
As they mostly all do.
So I'll read the subject line. Am I the asshole for eating peanuts at a baseball game next to a kid with allergies?
Yes. If he knew that the kid had allergies. Also, yes.
Oh, my hot take is... When they say next to, is it sitting next to? That's my... how close?
He's on his lap.
If he's on his lap, yeah. And yeah, I mean, because you could kill the kid, right?
Okay, let's hear the rest of it.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
If he knew, obviously, yes. But if you find out later, no, fuck you. How am I supposed to know your kids?
Well, I've got a little life hack that I probably shouldn't share on the podcast, but I write into the airlines that I have a peanut allergy, so... On my plane tickets, it says I have a peanut allergy so that whenever they're like, if anyone needs any extra time, I can board the plane first.
Are you kidding?
Because I say I have to wipe down my seat area.
No, so, you don't.
Yes, I do. So I get on the airplane first before
how
any.
Are you with
I get
this
on
man?
Before
this is
the,
actually the smartest thing he's ever done.
I get on before the fucking soldiers, all right? And I'm on there.
Every flight you do this?
Yes, absolutely. I don't want to wait for all these fucking. Dumbasses to get on the plane and move their bags around. I get in.
And then they're like, right away, sir. They don't care.
Well, and then they'll come up to my seat later and they'll be like, hey, your nut allergy, is it like airborne or is it if you eat it? I go, it's only if I eat it so they can have nuts on the plane.
They're like, then why the fuck
are
you need to board the plane early?
Yeah, why are you wiping everything down?
Because they don't do a sufficient job of cleaning and I want to get on the airplane first.
And I guess if you act like a psycho enough, they're like, fine, just like, I don't want to deal with this person.
Yeah, they got to accommodate. Yeah. I mean, like, you're like, Micah, how can you be with a person like this? I'll tell you how. I lived 15 minutes away from Disneyland, so I got an annual pass. And at the beginning of each year, I would go in and say I was disabled so that I could skip the lines. And so
Would you walk with a limp? How would you say you were disabled? Or you would just...
They cannot ask you that at Disneyland.
They're not allowed to ask.
Wow. Because they're not going to be like, your disability isn't evident to me. Can you describe your problem?
Michael would go with one of those arrows that goes on your head and it comes out
of your side. I did own one of those. Yeah. I used to own one of those as a kid. I loved that shit. But yeah, I would, me and all my friends...
Wow,
you guys
are a match made in heaven.
We'd skip the line past kids who were probably poor and waited all year to go to Disneyland and shit. And you could skip every line.
Wow.
Oh, it was great.
Look at you.
It's high as a mother. I'd be like, here's my disability. I'm stoned to the gills.
I'm tripping balls.
So that's a little life hack for anyone.
Wow. I don't know if I could pull. I don't think I have what it takes. I don't think I could pull it off.
You have what it takes.
You think?
It's easy, Jill.
No, but I could feel bad lying. I don't know. And then you see like a kid in a wheelchair and you're getting on the plane before them.
So, but you're not in their way.
That's true.
They should get on the plane early too.
You're right.
It's not.
You're right. We're all doing it.
Yeah.
Everyone needs, you know what I mean? Like, you're the only one who's exists, if you think about it.
I mean, that's true.
So
I mean, here's the thing.
This
people
has done a lot for me.
I don't know if you're a Buddhist, but you're all that there is.
Yeah, that's true.
If you have dignity and integrity, it's probably not the move for you, but I don't have those things, and I prefer not to do.
Like, yeah.
There's no such thing as having dignity or integrity in coach.
Yeah, that's true. Especially,
and you can fucking put that on my tombstone.
So oftentimes you're boarding early, and then you're sitting in a middle seat. Is that correct?
No, God, no, Jill.
Okay, good. Because that would be just like what's the point?
The one thing I do right in my life is travel.
Okay,
I always either have a window seat or I have to sit next to fucking Micah.
Oh, but she's so small.
Yeah, but I don't get to have the window seat when I sit next to Micah because she's worse at flying and she has to be accommodated.
I like looking out the window.
It helps me to know that we're not plummeting down.
Yes, I agree. I don't like being... I need to know what's going on out there.
Yeah, I look and then I pilot the plane from the window seat.
That's smart. You're like, ugh.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, does this guy know that the engine is making a different noise than it just was? Oh, if it's a lady, I'm getting off the plane.
You're like, I'm parachuting.
Listen,
out.
Feminism till we're in the air. And then I'm like, there's no feminism in the air.
Yeah. And then I get upgraded to first class a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
You just got a lot of points? Or
yeah.
What's your airline of choice?
Delta.
Yeah.
And I get upgraded to first class. There's no one in my tax bracket that's flown first class more than me.
Are you a diamond? Are you gold?
No, I'm at silver.
Platinum? Oh, you're a silver? How do you get upgraded? Because you fly to bullshit places.
I go to places no one wants to go. Yeah. At times, no, they don't want to leave. And I get first class almost every
Look at
other
you.
Flight.
Lucky.
Yeah. St. Louis.
The best part was the first class.
In and out of St. Louis, first class, both flights.
Tim flies first class on planes where there's no screen in first class.
It's still nice to have
ew.
The big.
Talk about ew.
It's still nice to have the big seat and to chill, though.
Tim
yeah,
flies
true.
First class where the first class flight attendants are still busted and
oh
serve
my
the coach
God,
class.
Yeah. Michael, was that our American Airlines flight where the flight attendants were fucking dog shit looking?
Where were we going?
We were coming from Indianapolis,
yeah.
Remember, over Christmas?
Dude, everyone on a plane to and from Indianapolis is busto.
Yeah. It's crazy. All right,
here's
ahead.
Hot take.
Okay, hot take.
Looking back, I may be the asshole, but I came back to my seat after purchasing peanuts to eat at a baseball game, and the person next to me, I don't know them, tells me I can't eat the peanuts near her son because he's allergic. I said, you're at a baseball game. There's shells everywhere, and it's not like I'm going to put them in his mouth. She was adamant that I was a bee. I'm guessing this is a woman now, a bitch. Or maybe a baseball.
Ooh.
Whoa.
A boner.
A boner. For even considering eating them still, and said her son is allowed to attend baseball games just like everyone else. I told her she was annoying.
Nice.
And and that she should expect peanuts and peanut products while at a sporting event. However, it was a kid, so I went to the standing room only to eat them and stayed there for the rest of the game, too annoyed to go back. In hindsight, I feel like I may be the asshole because I don't have allergies, so I don't know how it's like.
Nope. They're not an
They're
asshole.
They're not an asshole.
Yeah.
That woman's an asshole.
That woman's a fucking asshole.
Ask nicely.
Yeah.
Like, all you have to do is be like, oh.
Throw a mask and gloves on your child and put them
in
a
fucking...
Also,
what is he going to... I mean, the person who wrote the thing is right. Like, you're at a baseball game. People are eating peanuts all around.
Right.
Yes.
What is she going to do? Like, how far does that extend? The person in front? The person two things
also,
in front?
Then
it's
switch.
It's open air.
It's open air.
There's probably peanut shells everywhere.
Well, not all of them are open air.
Well, I mean, you think they were at an Astros game?
It was a baseball
game.
Not all of them are open air, Micah.
The Astrodome, right?
The Astrodome, Milwaukee, Toronto.
Sports guy over here, and you're the one with the hat.
This is the autism coming in loud and clear.
All right, man. I mean, I'm just telling you, that's how it is, motherfucker. But they should have just switched. They should have switched the lady. Well,
I just
with
also
the kid.
Like maybe ask nicely. I think if you ask nicely, yeah, this could have all been resolved. But she, it sounds like the lady came in hot. Like, you can't eat those here.
There is no amount of nicely that's going to make me not annoyed that the fucking $17 or whatever the fuck peanuts I just got to enjoy from the seats I purchased at my baseball game can't be eaten. It's like, no, dude, your kid. If your kid needs that kind of protection, put him in a special...
Put him in a hazmat suit.
Or put him in a special section or whatever. You know, pay more money for your... Don't say it.
Nice. Good job,
for your
Micah.
What? Pay more money
Albanian.
For your...
Say Albanian, Micah.
Albanian child. Albanian is our code word.
Yeah, we don't say the R word on
this
podcast.
Oh, okay. I was like, four?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, but like, if you need accommodation, you need to pay for your accommodation or stay home. I don't like...
Yeah.
Is that anti-disability? Yes, it is.
But I also, like, just ask, I don't, there's nothing wrong with asking nicely.
See, Jill's a lot nicer than me, Tim.
Yeah, I guess that's
true.
Yeah,
fuck you, Tim.
Oh, Jill! I thought we were best friends.
Mean. Wait, we're best friends?
I thought so.
No, but yeah, I mean, for sure, start by asking nicely. We also don't know if she didn't, like, this could have been this guy's, like, just immediate, because it's like, you go, you wait in line, you're at your baseball game, you've probably been looking forward to eating peanuts
at
the game all day.
Eating peanuts, this is my thing, I love this, I used to do this with my now deceased father.
It's my number one thing. Every time I go to a sporting event, I always get 1 to 2 bags of peanuts.
Is that true?
I love, peanuts are in my top 3 favorite foods.
What?
Yes.
During the pandemic,
steak,
we probably...
Steak, chili dogs, peanuts.
Okay, well, the first two makes... Wow.
It is insane.
I understand a lot now.
Yeah. She was referencing your shape.
Yeah. Hey!
You look great.
Thank
Good haircut.
You.
Someone called Tim ugly last week. We'll get Aww. Into it later.
We'll get
what?
Into
Somebody
it.
Called you ugly?
No, you'll hear about it here in an upcoming
segment.
Like
your character was ugly?
No. Well, yes, of course, that. But physically.
All right. Wow. So, hot take. You are not the asshole. In ranking in order of assholeness, it goes the mom, the kid, and then you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Also,
100% agree.
Let's just kill the child.
Kill the child.
Well, Micah, that was a great hot take. Next, we've got ding, 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 ding.
No, wait, we don't have that. I started drifting off. We don't have the news.
It's time for the news.
No, we don't.
With
I'm sorry,
Tim
Jill.
McLaughlin.
You made a list. I'm going to fix this for us. Okay. We're not doing the news this
Well,
week.
Micah, the news is also baseball related today.
No. Well, it's good.
The Philadelphia Phillies are scrapping $1 hot dog night following unruly fan behavior.
We don't even have time for this. That was enough. That was the news. And that was the news. And on for our next segment.
Can you believe that fans in Philly have been unruly?
For do you guys more do this every time?
No, because usually we play so that the news isn't there. We play during our Patreon episodes, games.
Oh.
And I win keeping the news off the air for out of respect for the viewers and for our guests.
Right.
Because it requires Tim to read, and he doesn't know what he's about to read because he can't read ahead because he's slow reading and he sounds like shit on the thing and people stop listening to the podcast when the news happens.
I know what I'm about to read. The Philadelphia Phillies are scrapping $1 hot dog nights following unruly fan behavior. I'm about to read that.
Reading the whole article?
Yeah. For more than a quarter century, Phillies fans consider Dollar Hot Dog Night among the best ballpark promotions.
Don't lean in like I find this fascinating.
This is what I'm saying. It's
but
truly
the team
wild.
Has now decided it was the worst WURSD.
Read it faster. Read it faster now.
I would if I wasn't being interrupted by two fucking...
What? By two fucking what,
I
Tim?
Couldn't think of the word.
Jews in a big way.
Jewish bitches.
I was trying to think of the word hussy, and I couldn't think of it.
He was thinking bussy, and then his mind drifted to Jeff.
That's right.
It was not.
With his legs spread open at the urinal.
The dog days of April when Philly weather is cold
no,
and
Tim,
wieners are a steal are going gone.
What's the next segment, Tim?
The Phillies officially ended the popular promotion Thursday and replaced Dollar Dogs on select dates with 2-for-1 deals at April games for
Citizens
Bank
Park. And now it's time for the best segment of the show, reviews for the podcast. This is where you, the viewer, get to go on Apple iTunes and leave a 5-star review. You can leave any kind of review that you like, but, you know, 5 stars is great, and leave us a comment. Tim, do we have any iTunes reviews?
We do not have any iTunes reviews today, but we do have reviews on the YouTube. So let me pull that up real quick. I was right in the middle of reading the news, so it was kind of tough for me.
Yeah.
Did you hear that
in a
statement from the team?
No!
The change was made.
I thought it was successful. I was
based
so
on
happy.
The organization's ongoing commitment to provide a positive experience for all fans in attendance.
The end.
No, let's find out what wasn't positive about Dollar Dog Nights.
I think they've got in fights because they ran out of hot dogs.
Or this is where or the ability poisoning. To skim would help.
Go on.
Armed with projectile Frankfurters, some unruly Philly fans began chucking their favorite Hatfield meats during a game last year.
I love those Hatfield meats.
What's a Hatfield?
Is that
Hatfield and McCoy?
Yeah.
No, yeah, I think it's the brand of hot dog.
Oh.
And the dog soared like cans of corn throughout the stands and onto the field.
They soared like cans of corn?
That's what it says.
Who the fuck wrote this?
You know when you throw something and you're like, just like the old can of corn we used to toss around.
Oh, yeah. I used to toss around my cans of corn all the time.
I mean, the person who wrote this is really trying to be funny. The demand for the discount dogs also led to clogged lanes, if not arteries.
What is this, Hard Times Magazine?
On the concourse, and cramped spaces led to the security and safety concerns.
Okay, the end. Thank you.
All right, now it's time for reviews for the podcast.
I already introduced it.
Yeah, but we didn't get done with the news.
This is great.
All right. This is from NJ Greg. Quote, a calendar month is 4 weeks, stupid.
Whoa.
Also, we're on YouTube reading the comments. If you have a comment, leave a comment. If you're watching this on YouTube right now, like, subscribe, hit that fucking bell for notifications, you fucking pieces of shit. All
right,
here we go.
Yeah, that's right. We found out that most of the people who watch our videos aren't subscribed. What the gives? You like the videos.
Yeah, you like the videos, you cocksucker. Fucking subscribe.
What? You don't like getting notifications? It's dopamine hit, man.
Yeah.
Get your dopamine hit. Hit subscribe.
All right. A calendar month is 4 weeks, stupid. I love Tim's confidence in calling Micah stupid while saying something stupid. I often tell my 16-year-old honors student daughter, okay, that I wish she will have the confidence of a mediocre man.
Tim, he told his daughter to be like you.
Well, that's what I said. I wrote, show her the pod as an example. Tell her to live like I do.
Yeah. That's nice. You're building a community.
Yeah.
And families also, included.
I don't even remember what that 4 weeks thing was about.
I don't either. But being on the honor roll is not very hard to do. I absolutely...
Have you ever been on the honor roll?
No, I never did my homework.
Oh, okay.
Were you on if the honor you roll? Do...
In college.
If you do all of your homework, you'll be on the honor roll. That's just how it works.
I don't think I was ever on the honor roll.
Did you do all your homework?
No.
See?
I didn't do my homework either. Homework is bullshit.
Yeah.
Homework is for getting on the honor roll. If you do all your homework, you get on the honor roll.
If you
your daughter is a nerd who does all her homework.
I bet you have one of those bumper stickers.
Oh, if you have one of those bumper stickers.
It's like, my daughter,
is a nerd on the honor roll.
Wow.
Yeah, if you have one of those bumpers, please like and subscribe.
Yeah, honk if you're horny for
honk if you're
being
horny
a mediocre
for teens
white
on the honor roll.
Now can we sell that as a bumper sticker?
I think, yeah.
Micah, I think you're going to like this Jeff Sheen mention.
Oh, boy.
LJ Wan says, I absolutely love the Timster, but tough questions is a task sometimes because Jeff Sheen is no Micah.
Yes, let's go. Who said that?
LJ Wan.
LJ Wan, you are the fucking shit. You know what's up.
Wow.
Jeff sucks. Micah rules.
How does that make you feel, Tim?
Hashtag no bust, sad face emoji. That makes me feel fine. Fuck Jeff. All right. Tarman says, heart. All right. Very good.
That's nice.
Okay, so here we go. This is a long one. This is a long one. Matthew Kolb 9950 says, just because you can record something and put it on YouTube doesn't mean you should. I'm trying to imagine what a complete vacuum of personality must exist where you live, New York, for you to think... Hey, we should totally do a podcast so people can see how hilarious we are. I'd rather trade faces with the guy on the right, me, and watch you struggle to be interesting or funny for another minute, let alone an hour of this. Really? An hour? I do slightly admire the conceit and utter lack of self-awareness it takes to presume that your lame-ass milquetoast conversations are so interesting that they must be recorded. Sorry, kids. It might be time to get real jobs. Guess what, bitch? Micah has a real job in comedy and makes a fuck ton of money.
It's
you
true.
Stupid loser. I am struggling. I am struggling big time. And it's probably from my lame-ass milk-toast conversations.
Yeah. And I just want to point out, listen, man, you can say we're not funny or not interesting to you. You know, comedy is subjective, especially when you're dumb. But listen, you can't say that that man is ugly, all right?
Tim is not ugly.
Tim is a known handsome man. All of our friends want to bang
symmetrical.
Him.
Yeah, and wait till I get fucking skinny and beat Adam Mamawala and Tommy and Ari in this fucking weight loss competition.
He's in a weight loss bet. When I met Tim, he was at the end of a weight loss bet.
I weighed 185 pounds.
He looked so good. I got catfished by a person in real life.
And then my personality kept her around.
Yeah.
But I also
he wrote a fucking, a tome of a comment and then complained about the length of the podcast. Yeah. Like, why don't you do some self-editing, loser?
Here's what
and maybe watch the whole thing?
Yeah, why'd you watch a whole yourself. Hour?
Here's what I think happened.
Who was your guest?
Kevin White, which he is right about that. But
Kevin was a
Kevin's
great guest.
Funny.
No, yes, it was a good episode. But I think what this guy does is he has this written.
Oh, and he copies and pastes.
And he copies and pastes
yeah,
it.
Yeah, honestly, it sounds familiar, but the guy on the right is a little specific.
Sure, he might add a few things, but it seems like a... I think this guy is just a straight-up hater.
Yeah.
He goes around hating on stuff.
Yeah.
Which is fine. If you have to do that to get through your life because you're so fucking sad that you have fucking some fat wife in the middle of the country and some stupid kid that'll probably make nothing of themselves and all you have to do is go around and comment on people's stuff so that you feel better... That's fine.
Dude, I can't wait till this kid has a podcast and it sucks. Because you know that's coming.
It's going to be called My Dad Was a Troll.
Dude, I would actually watch that. Some kid just fucking hating their troll dad.
Actually, that would be, I would enjoy
this.
Good luck to your kid.
This got two replies. One from me that says, please like and subscribe. And another one from the podcast that says, don't forget to hit the bell for notifications.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right. So, G. Bresto said, I'm so in love with Micah, you can call me Mrs. Rice.
Hell yeah. Oh.
What's Mrs. Rice?
Mrs. Rice was the teacher that Micah had to apologize to and tell that she loved to for being mean to her in class.
This is my most embarrassing story. Thank you for reminding me of it, Tim.
Uh-oh.
Somebody here?
Oh, no, really? When? Just now?
I hear it a ding.
This has been fucked up. We've been having like some fucking issues. Oh, we thought it was the card, so Tim reformatted it. I wonder how long it's been off. It just did it?
It just did.
Okay, good.
Wow, so limber.
Damn, Tim, you have a great hearing.
All of a sudden. All right. Robert F. says, Bit Spit Laughs Had, a comic learns when and where to do pedo jokes. Great Hang is saving careers out
wow.
here.
Wow.
That's right, yeah.
That sounds like that's an anti-woke guy.
Maybe. I think he's a fan of the Legion of Skanks.
Oh, okay. Are you guys big in the alt-right community?
No, not really.
I'm a Gas Digital alum.
Ooh.
So yeah. I've been on, Anthony Cumia's
shows.
And Fox News.
You were on Fox News?
Well, they're like their comedy shows.
Okay.
Kat Timpf's show and Tom Shalhoub's show. Listen, man, it's all...
Hey,
it's all
pays
fine.
The bills.
It's all fine. No, they do not pay.
Never mind.
Sean from Pittsburgh says, toe tapping with Tim. Fick Rock says, hell yeah. And Jill, we have to get to our headliner.
Oh.
We have a headliner of the comments
section. I'm excited.
It's a one Uncle Jemima. And Uncle Jemima says, I can't even get some goo to trickle out of my leg. Whoa, wait, wait. Sorry. I get so excited. I can't even get some goo to trickle out for my lady these days. The Great Ang podcast is the only thing that can make me spurt.
Yes.
You're out here making people spurt. That must feel good for you guys.
I know.
That's why he's our headliner. Every week he comes and tells us he busts to the pod.
in a different way.
It's a five-finger review, I think.
Jill, we've heard about falling in love with Micah. Now it's our turn. to Fall in Love with Micah. This is a segment called Fall in Love with Micah.
Fall in Love with Micah. Arthur Aronson, which is the name I've given him, but apparently it's Arthur Aaron. I should really double check that. Came up with a list of 36 questions that you're supposed to... You've heard about this.
Yes.
Yeah, you've asked 36 questions, and by the end of the date, you're supposed to fall in love with them. We've been doing one in episode.
Okay.
And so we are in the third set. They get consecutively more intense.
This is the third set?
And so we're in the third set. We are on question 30, which is...
Uh-oh.
When did you last cry in front of another person and also by yourself?
Huh. You know, I haven't cried in a while, actually. No. When did I last cry? I think I last cried, I guess, was I watching a movie? Fuck, I can't remember. I think I was watching something and I cried.
Yeah.
I think I was, I'm really ashamed to say this, it may have been Queer Eye.
Fuck yeah, dude. Okay. Which up?
I was probably the one with where like they get to be gay. I always cry when they get to be gay.
It's the one where they give someone a nice home that they can't afford anymore.
Yeah. Or it's like, I don't know, they realize they're like, I am pretty.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was one of those. And then cried in front of another.
Was it the one where the handicapped guy dies by the time it aired?
No.
Have you seen the most recent season?
Yes. What?
Spoiler alert.
Which handicapped guy?
Okay. So, you know, the guy who like his brother like gets into a car accident
and
he's all like all fucked up all the time.
Yeah.
And all I can do is the kiss face where he's like, oh.
Yeah, that was really uncomfortable.
It was really fucking uncomfortable. So at the end of that episode, they're like, yeah, that guy died.
Oh, shit. The guy.
The guy who was like.
They said he unexpectedly died. It's like, if you look like that, it's not like unexpected.
He was like, for 30 or 40 years, this guy's been taking care of his brother. Right. He's all and super then, fucked up. And that guy finally died. And so now, he was finally free. Kind of was good timing.
I wonder if he got COVID, probably, huh?
No, because this was this year.
Oh, okay. Well.
Seems unlikely.
The CDC says we can treat COVID like the flu now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I saw that. It's, you know.
That's how I've been treating it the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, now.
Okay. Last time I cried in front of somebody else. Does over the phone count?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that was probably like 9 months ago.
Mm-hmm. And the occasion was?
The occasion was I was in a fight with my current best friend.
Yeah.
Who did you cry to?
I cried to him. We were yelling at each other.
Your current best friend is a man?
Yeah.
It's a man, baby.
I was not expecting that.
Yes.
That's crazy. Why don't you guys ever...
No. He's like a brother to me. I wouldn't...
He's ugly.
No, he's not ugly
he's
at
fat.
All. You know, it's Jeffrey Emerson, you know, my co-host for my show.
Oh,
yeah.
He has a wife.
Married.
Oh, okay. Married.
And I'm also just like, I love you, Jeffrey. I love you to death, but it's just, we're not...
That's also like Micah asked that of Stallone, and he's like, of course not. She's like a daughter to me.
Callback King.
But I love your how you ask if somebody if you would ever fuck someone. You do the bed noises and then the finger insertion.
I come from the David Spade School of Comedy.
Yeah.
Do you ever
Micah, what about you?
Oh, I answer last, Tim.
Okay.
Everybody knows that.
What about me?
You.
Well, this is embarrassing. The last time I cried was when I watched Clerks 3 on a plane.
Which is even scarier than Snakes on a plane.
I didn't know there was a Clerks 3.
There's a Clerks 3. I watched the third one on the plane on a red eye from Los Angeles after I had driven across the country with Tomtacar. We had gotten done driving 6 or 7 days across the country. We were in L.A. for about 3 hours, and I hopped on a flight to head back to New York. It was... rough, and then I think I was in an odd place emotionally from seeing my friend say goodbye, and then in Clerks 3, one of the guys dies.
Spoiler alert.
So you had just said goodbye to Tom, so you were really crying about saying goodbye to Tom, but instead you were crying
no,
at
because
fucking Kevin.
Because Micah, Kevin because you know Jay. I don't give a fuck about Tom.
Patreon subscriber Tom Takar.
Oh yes, of course, Patreon subscriber Tom Takar, who I don't give a fuck about really, and he ain't shit, so it was probably not about that at all, but it was probably just because Kevin Smith is an auteur and an incredible filmmaker. Yeah, it was probably because I had to say goodbye to my friend.
Also, the altitude, the sleep deprivation.
Yes,
there's
of course,
a lot happening
of course,
on a plane. I've cried on planes before for sure.
No, I think it was just because I had to say goodbye to my friend, and then one of them died, and I go, "What if he dies?" And then
I know. Then you start thinking about like your friends dying, and that's really
well.
Cool.
And that's the last time I cried in front of people was in high school when my friend Ben died.
Wait, really?
That's
in front of somebody.
You've never seen Tim cry?
I've seen him cry at movies before.
No, That wasn't, I wasn't
Tim
actually
has always
crying.
Denied these, but that's, I've seen it.
Oh, no, the last time, okay, so maybe, but that doesn't really count because I was not really crying. The last time I actually cried in front of someone was after Ben had died. My dog had died. We had to put my dog down, and I cried then. But then, after that, we went to go see Marley and Me with the girl I was seeing at the time. And I started bawling at Marley and Me because it was probably like 2 weeks after my dog died. And then she called me an F-slur.
She got the ick. She got the ick because
and she's homophobic.
Kind
of, she goes, are you crying, you little F-slur?
Oh, my God. Well, you really have a type.
And I go, my dog just died. What an asshole.
That actually, I have to revise my last time I cried alone. It was watching the Jon Stewart on The Daily Show when he talked about his dog dying. That made me cry.
I will not watch that.
Oh, God.
I'm like,
I did not expect it. And he just, woo, and you're just like, God. And I'm sitting there petting my dog, being like, you're still alive.
Anytime people post about their pet dying, I swipe up so fast. No.
Yeah, sorry. I just had to revise.
No, that's good. Yeah, God. That made you, I can't watch it.
I saw a TikTok of like, somebody posted this thing about their cat. I was like, oh, this is so nice. Oh, no. And then at the end, it was dead. And I was like, and so I just ran and picked up Toe and gave her a big hug and a kiss.
Toe's the best.
Where is she? I've heard about her.
She's upstairs taking a nap on the bed.
I'll pet her before I leave.
Yeah, you can say hi.
You got to let her smell you longer than you ever think is possible.
Okay. I'm comfortable with that.
Okay, last time I cried alone, and this is embarrassing, akin to Queer Eye, but it was also watching TV. It was a rewatch of Gilmore Girls.
Oh, I thought you were going to say one of the recent episodes of Monk.
Or Love is Blind. I thought for some reason that made
That doesn't make me cry. That makes me feel superior in every way.
Absolutely. A bunch of Christian idiots.
Oh my God, I'm just sitting there, I'm like, these fucking desperate, pathetic people. I know. No, it was the episode of Gilmore Girls where Lorelai and Luke have like been broken up and she sings I Will Always Love You and Luke walks into the karaoke bar and she clearly is singing it to him. I mean, that song alone gets my hair to stand on end no matter who's singing it. So,
I watched that with you. You started crying. Such a softie.
Tim can't handle it. And I also tried to hide it from Tim.
Yeah, well, you want to hide your emotions. It's important. Yeah.
but I knew he would mock me for that.
I would have.
He also does not handle it well.
No, he's like, I would have.
You want a sandwich?
No, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, he'll just be like,
good job.
I'm going to get gummy bears now.
Yeah.
I can't believe you haven't cried in front of somebody since that mean girl you went on a date with.
He's crying.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
I don't cry that much.
We'll see.
And then the last time I cried in front of someone was in front of Tim. Yeah. But like purposefully, and that was when Kenny DeForest died.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
That was
so sad.
And I was kind of a little bit of a blubbering mess.
Yeah, you gotta be.
I mean, was that in front of me or in front of the guy at the laundromat?
Oh, did I not cry in front of you for that?
No, you did.
Oh, I was like, no, well.
It's a funnier story if you cry in front of the guy at the laundromat.
So when I found out because I knew he was like.
In the hospital.
In the hospital and in bad shape, you know, but like, did it go off again? Yeah. So, like, I knew, like, but, like, everyone had been hopeful. They're like, we're looking for a full recovery, which I think people were just lying or whatever. Now, in retrospect, I'm like, I was being lied to. But, so I'm on my way to pick up something from a tailor.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, we're about to ring the doorbell. And Tim texts me. They're like, he's like, Kenny's gone. And I'm just like out on the street and just start fucking bawling because, like,
oh my God.
I'd really been like trying to be so positive.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just like, he's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. And then I like bawling. And then the guy answers like, he's like, come here, come here. And I'm like, I'm just fucking.
Oh, God.
How fucking embarrassing for you.
Gnarly.
Oh my God. So sad. I know. Michael looked like a fool in front of the guy.
That was the worst part, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that was a good one, Micah.
Yeah, it was a good one. Do you feel like you're in love with me now?
I do. I'm not afraid any. I'm the only fear I have is that you'll leave me.
All right, Jill.
Okay.
This is your time to shine on the podcast. This is where you can either tell us a fun story, party story if you have one, or a tip for being a great hang, or both.
Okay. Well, I have a fun party. I have a few fun party stories, but one time when I was probably 23.
Party age.
23. I was
6 years
home
ago.
From college. Yeah, 6 years ago. I was home from college and I was visiting my friends from like high school and like the apartments they were staying in. And we were all like drinking in the parking lot, you know, as you do when you're 23. And somebody had a bottle of 151. And so I was like, I'm going to blow a fireball.
Oh, no.
So,
Jill, look at me. I know how to do it.
So I light a lighter, fill my mouth up with 151, blow it. And I'm like, and everybody's like, wow. And I'm like, yeah. But then I realize I'm on fire.
Bananas flambé.
My hands and my chest were on fire. So I quickly put myself out. But I had like minor burns on my, like I had to sleep like this.
Oh, no.
Because my hands hurt so bad.
But you had to sleep like that taxidermy cat?
Yeah. I was just like,
that's awesome.
So that's a fun party story.
Like a thing with girls, like Jill's like, I'm gonna blow a fireball, and everyone's like, yeah. I'm like, I'm gonna blow a fireball, everyone's like, no, you're not allowed to do that.
Tim walks into tables, I hear. So,
oh, yeah.
I walk into table.
Did you break a
I have a big bruise on my leg from walking in the corner of the table. You weren't there, I did it on Friday.
Oh, okay, sorry to miss it. Sounds exciting.
Anyways, no one lets me fuck around with fire when I'm drunk, is the point.
Never a dull.
Never a dull moment.
Oh my God, someone said that to me at work and I almost quit.
Yeah.
I was like, we have to use our passcodes to get in and out of any building, you know, in case there's a shooter. And
awesome.
And so like, but also like I'll do it and it won't unlock the door like half the time. So I'm just like, and this girl goes, never a dull. And I was like, gosh, I'm the shooter.
Wait, what's never a dull? Is that
like,
what
is a never a dull moment?
But people are just saying never a dull.
It's just weird corporate. It must have been the way she like said it all shorthand. I was like,
you're like, ew.
It was like
you're
Case of the Mondays.
Yeah. The next generation.
Are you excited for today's interactive experience in Synergy?
Tim's never been in a corporate environment.
I'd be a great CEO.
Holy shit.
Okay. Time to synergize, crew.
Now you got a tip for a great hang?
A tip for a great hang, I think always have a lighter. That's a good tip.
That's
always carry a lighter for
in
whatever.
Case you need a fireball.
You need a fireball. You need to light a joint, a cigarette. You need to start a fire.
Oh, you need your cigarette lit?
Exactly.
In case you get abducted hitchhiking and you need a fucking...
I would say, and on the other side of that, always have water. I'd say fire and water.
So you're like going camping a lot.
No, it's just sometimes people get too drunk and they want water, but maybe the bar line is too long. If you have a bottle of water, give them a little water and you got a friend.
Good. Look at you, Jill.
Huh? Give people what they need and then they like you.
Monk, that's good. True. That's true. Monk would never share his bottle of water with anyone.
Tim has been third hand watching Monk with me.
I can tell.
I've been watching pieces of Monk here and there.
Yeah.
He's Tom got that OCD, Sharpling right? wrote it. What?
He's got OCD. Is that the thing?
He's got OCD and he's just
It's weird. Actually, sometimes I fast forward through his OCD plot lines because I'm like, just get to the murder solving.
You're like, I don't care about this.
It's like if Columbo were extra long for no reason.
Yeah.
Columbo is like an hour and a half. Each episode is like an hour.
But they're all those scenes are good.
Yeah. It's like, I've never watched Columbo.
Oh, I'm so jealous of you.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on Amazon.
I think it's on Prime. It might be on Hulu.
Okay, I have it.
It's like one of the best shows ever made.
Oh, great.
Incredible really actors. Like Peter Lorre and mostly, and like a bunch of, like there's great actors of the 70s and 80s.
Oh,
and it's
cool.
So good.
I'll watch each
episode is like a movie because they're all like 90 minutes long. Yeah, they're great.
Anyway.
Check out Columbo.
Columbo.
If we've learned anything on today's podcast, it's to check out Columbo.
I'm in.
And that I have been kind of off today.
They also, like, they have so many, the co-stars are, like, what makes it, they'll have, like, golden era film stars.
Ooh.
And, like, all the, it's great.
It's like a Love Boat.
Yeah.
It is like Love Boat.
The gold stars.
Oh, really? Maybe I'll start watching Love Boat.
My siblings keep talking to me about how I need to watch Love Boat.
That rotation of, like, stars where the star, they would do, like, all of the three channels. They would do, like, guest appearances on the different stuff.
They don't really do that anymore, do they?
No, too many channels, too much stuff, really.
I guess movie stars are TV stars now, so it doesn't really
matter. All right, speaking of people that are dead, it's time to speak ill of them. This is Speak Ill of the Dead. This is where we come up with a dead person to talk shit about.
That transition was as smooth as crunchy peanut butter.
Micah, I'm fucking off today. I'm off.
Haircut, you think? Is that what?
You think I'm like Samson?
Yeah, maybe.
They cut all the funniness out of my hair?
Tim has a lot of biblical references from his traumatic days at Catholic school.
You both are the Delilahs. ruining my fucking timing and fun.
Delilah. Oh, that was good.
That's right. Right. I'm going to kill myself.
All right, I'm speaking ill of dead Tim. You got someone dead you
want
to see?
Well, this is hard. There are a lot of people I want to die. But
yes.
And then thinking about, I don't know if this is too soon. My brother and I were talking. How about Matthew Perry? How do we feel about Matthew Perry?
I mean, Mike has done it. You can do done it again.
But we can always take a new take on Matthew Perry.
Micah did it the day after he died. So
okay, well, we could maybe do somebody. How about Osama bin Laden?
No, let's go after Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry,
fuck him.
Okay, because I never liked him. I don't like Friends.
So let's go.
Phoebe is the only reason to watch that show.
That's an interesting take for sure.
I love Lisa Kudrow.
I always thought Chandler was the one to watch, but interesting.
Yeah, I was. Chandler is just like he's sarcastic.
Yeah, we'd hate
everybody's
that.
Like he could deliver a joke. It's like we can all be sarcastic. We've all heard sarcasm is the lowest form of humor.
That's true.
Have we not heard that?
He also thought he invented it and called it Matthew talk.
Yeah, fuck him.
Wait,
I'm glad
he's
dead.
Yeah.
Did he say that in his bio?
They said it when he was hosting SNL. They're like, he wants to do a couple sketches where he does Matthew talk. Norm was talking about it. He goes, does he think he invented sarcasm?
That's crazy because Norm was doing that same shit the whole time.
At a much higher level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, and he was like a pill addict. And I don't know. I never cared for Friends. I never liked him.
Pill
I just didn't like that
disgusting.
He was held up as like a comedy genius, I think is my big gripe.
Fuck you, Matthew Perry. You weren't that funny.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I hope you're fucking...
Although his physical humor was good. I did appreciate it.
Yeah, it was kind of great.
Yeah. Did you love Friends? Did you love Matthew Perry?
I didn't love... I mean, it was the thing show to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
But, it's not getting a rewatch from me. I'll say that. Yeah,
okay.
Know? Yeah, fuck you. I'm going to speak ill of a man named Henry Taylor who died in 1872.
Oh, wow. You went deep.
Yeah. I've been doing this episode for the show for over a year. So
you got to really go to the
I got
to
research.
History.
He died while being a pallbearer for his friend. This is some
it's
real
a coffin
Tim
flop.
This is some it's coffin flop.
Oh, wait, hold on before you start, Matthew Perry. I hope you're in hell getting butt fucked by the devil sarcastically.
That's right.
All right, go
wow,
ahead.
Could you be any more butt fucked by the devil?
Thank you.
That was great.
Henry Taylor. He's carrying his fucking friend's coffin. He trips on a stone, falls. The coffin falls on him and kills him.
Whoa. Killed by a coffin of your friend.
Of your friend,
damn.
Right? Wow. Talk about a scene-stealing klutz, right?
Yeah.
I know.
Henry Taylor, fucking find your own funeral, man. Stop being a twofer, you know what I mean?
You can take
them
with you.
I hope the devil's taking you from behind in a coffin in fucking hell, you piece of shit.
That's right.
A coffin with a glory hole cut in it? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I hope the devil cut a hole right into the fucking butt of the coffin. He's butt fucking the hell out of you.
Apparently is the dead guy's wife fucking lost it too. She was like, ah! And like started screaming and running
around. Wow. That would be fun to see that funeral. That's a good time travel stop.
It's too bad. It's too bad.
Right? Just like hop in.
I'd kill Hillary. I'd go to 1872 to see. That's a great point.
I want to watch a man die.
From a
Jill, they're like, Jill, what would you like to do with your time travel? Watch a man die.
That's one of those things where it's like if someone wrote that into a script, you'd be like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it happened.
It happened. But it happened. And
it's
I
a real
like,
dun, 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 the Larry David theme song.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I fucked
which
that up.
You did not do. That was not the
Let's hear yours.
Let's hear yours.
That's Seinfeld.
That's Seinfeld. And also not.
But that was like that was like a new wave Seinfeld.
Yeah, well, I've been into new wave stuff recently. I'm going to speak ill of Vic Morrow.
Oh, who's that?
A man who was decapitated by a helicopter.
That's something I want to see.
On the set of The Twilight Zone.
Whoa,
the
really?
The movie, yeah. He was killed on the set of The Twilight Zone, the movie. He was decapitated by a helicopter. Fucking got hit by the blades, head went straight off. I hope the devil's in hell taking your own head and butt fucking you with it, you piece of shit.
Vic Morrow, more like Vic less head.
Hey!
Micah, let's go!
Wait, so did they capture it on film?
I don't know.
Is it in the Faces of Death?
It is not in the Faces of Death. I don't think it might actually be on film.
Yeah, the guy's like, cut! Wait, no!
No! Heads up!
That's fun.
Wow. Wait, so he's just, you just wanted to call him an idiot because he got his head cut off?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, oh, I hope okay. you're crashing Kobe's lift in hell. Yeah.
But not raping
Vic Morrow tragically died on set while filming The Twilight Zone, the movie where he played a Vietnam veteran trying to save two Vietnamese children from war.
Yikes. How do you get
What?
Never mind, go on.
That's it. That's all.
Oh. But isn't it high enough that you don't?
I don't know. I guess not because.
Maybe it tilted and caught him? Or maybe he was on steps?
Maybe he was getting out. You know?
Oh, yeah, he was getting out of the helicopter and fucking whoop, wow. took his
You'd
head
still
right
think
off.
It'd be human.
Yeah.
Was he an especially tall man?
I don't know. Mike. Listen, I didn't do that much research. The man got his head cut off by a helicopter. He's a dumbass. Mm. And he's a fucking piece of shit. And I hope he's in hell getting butt fucked by the damn devil.
I do like the movie set death thing.
Yeah.
Though. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Alec Baldwin, you're a hero.
Yeah. Jill's favorite actor.
I love him. He's my favorite Baldwin.
He
my favorite
get the
actor.
Oscar every time.
Every time. He'll so handsome, even though he's big.
He'll never rust to me. He always shines.
That's right.
Boo.
What? Micah, that wasn't bad.
That
fuck
was
you.
All right.
I'm all done. Right. You know what?
And now
this
it's
show
time
is
for
over.
Sign-offs.
We're signing off, Jill. This was our 10th segment. Micah said there are only 7 segments. There are 10 segments.
Wow. Only 7 I recognize.
Yeah. I'll never forget. I think the news segment was my favorite.
Oh, I can go back to it.
No.
There was more on the story.
I'm fine.
All right.
Why did you choose a story about hot dogs? Does this have something to do with my last name?
No, I just was the first one that I saw when I pulled up funny news.
Yeah, you Googled wiener.
No, I didn't Google it.
No.
No, I didn't Google wiener.
He's giggling at the word. So we're doing sign-offs. I'll start.
All right.
Our final segment of the show. Signing off, it is I, the kindest woman in the world. A woman who says, if you have a disability, stay at home. It's not other people's fucking problem.
Yeah, you know? Fuck you.
Yeah, I have a disability. It's where I just can't hear other people complain all the time. Sorry, I can't help it. It's my disability. Accommodate my ass. It is me, Toey's mom, Jill's friend,
aww.
Tim's friend and girlfriend and your friend and podcast host, Micah Fox.
And signing off, it is I, the greatest man who has ever lived. A man who was funnier than he could have ever possibly imagined on today's episode. A man who was not off at all. A man who did a very good job hosting the show and who needs money. So sign up for the Patreon at patreon.com/greathang, where you can get all kinds of great episodes. We have new episodes every week. We got our live show March 10th. Please come to the live show March 10th. If you are in New York, it is at The Gutter. And I'm your Patreon dad, your free feed best friend. I hope you guys have a great rest of the day.
Oh, this is Jill Wiener. Signing off, this is Jill Wiener, the second greatest woman.
There we go.
That's how you become a great hang in this room. And also, I am a person who thinks that time travel should be used for more than just going back and killing historical figures. I think it should be used for going back and seeing fun, maybe tragic events. For witnessing things, bumbles by people, blunders by people, something to make you feel better about your future self and how you're living your current present life. So that's Joe Wiener signing off.
And I know I did it on accident already, but have a great rest of the day.
God damn it, Tim.
Bye. Thank you.